Did you meet with God today? When you meet somebody and they say, how do you do? Or how are you? Then what's the next thing? Then we have to respond, correct? Did God just come meet with you? Now it's your time to respond, see? So simple. You know, we make church into a formula or something, you know, like it's religion. It's like, it's just so simple. It's just with another person, you know? Another relationship. A relationship with the perfect person. How does it get better than that? He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's got everything you need. And he loves you unconditionally. Oh, my word. I'm telling you. There's a song I was singing. I was out in the hunting this week, and I was just praying, you know, and just saying, God, I know I'm out here waiting for deer, but how about if you and I just hang out? It's like, you know, what can I do that would bless your heart? And he brought a song to my mind that we used to sing with the kids. And I went in there and tried to sing it this morning. My throat was hurting. I could hardly sing it. But the song goes like this. See, this is what happened to me when I met Jesus. It goes like this. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. Well, that's what's happened to me ever since I met Jesus. It's just been bubbling. Of course, maybe it'll simmer down. It's only been 36 years. Maybe I'll get over it. But I don't think so. Okay, I'm just going to get more into it. Because it's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, nor can I keep it quiet. It's bubbling, 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 bubbling day and night. One of these days, maybe we're going to have enough people that volunteer that y'all don't have to hear me sing anymore, you know? But until then, I'm just going to keep doing it, you know? There's a... I bet you do. Probably church-wide, right? I tell you, as soon as y'all stand up, I can sit down. I don't have any problem with that at all. So let's ask God, God, what do you want to do next? I know you're still doing something, Lord, and I just don't want to interrupt.
I just want to share a vision I had yesterday. You know, I especially think of God as a great big diamond, multifaceted diamond. He created every person as a reflection of one facet of him. But within that, you're one facet. You're like a little diamond. You're still multifaceted yourself. And I can't explain everything because it was a couple hour of revelation about diamonds that God gave me. But he showed me when he was holding me in his hand like a big diamond and explaining that I am multifaceted. You are multifaceted. And God is trying to perfect us. He's the great jeweler, you know, that's trying to cut and shape and shine you as a diamond. Every facet of you, God wants to infiltrate and perfect you so that you shine, so that God shines through you. But something he showed me about diamonds as I studied them yesterday is what makes a diamond valuable is the way that it reflects the white light. The more perfectly it reflects white light, the more valuable it is. There's also fire, what they call fire, and that's color bursts within that diamond. But if it's reflecting white light perfectly, it has more color burst. You get to release in all kinds of ways all the colors of you when you reflect the great white light. Tiffany's is famous for their diamonds because they're very, very careful. They have higher standards of diamonds they will accept. And what I learned was that they will cut this one diamond that one jeweler might sell as good enough. They cut it smaller and they sell it for more. So it's actually less in weight, but it's more brilliant. So this morning as we were worshiping, I imagined a great big diamond, you know, like we would think this is really valuable. But it's synthetic. It's had human treatments done to it. And it's valued for its great size. And the light that it's putting out, it's kind of like light in your room, just a big foggy general light. But here's this little bitty tiny diamond. And it's clear. It's perfect. And it's brilliant, clean light. If you can imagine just throwing colors, reflecting all these colors, and it's got a clear brilliance about it. And God isn't concerned with us being a big diamond. He's concerned with us being well cut, prepared, polished. Every facet of our light, life reflecting God in His pure white light. You may think you're not big, but sometimes the tiniest diamonds shine the brightest. You're important to God. And the more He's doing in your life, the more He's perfecting you. He's trying to get rid of that big, swollen up pride. Pride is the main enemy of God. The devil fell because of pride. And it attacks us in selfishness and wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard, and not wanting to be seen, not wanting to be heard, and defending ourselves. Pride, pride, pride. It's a horrible, ugly thing. And pride is the big diamond with a dull light. Let's just be tiny, but let's be perfected in God. Let Him cut things out of your life. Let Him shine you up, perfect you, and prepare you to let the glory of God shine in your life.
Do you know how to do what she just said? Do you know how to get more of Jesus? Do you have an idea? Huh? Spend time with Him. Very good. Spend time with Him. Get into God's Word. Ask. Surrender. Put your face on the floor. What else? I'm asking you. Say what? Put everything in His hand? That's right. And then it's like light off your heart, isn't it? Makes life easier. Makes your burdens lighter. How else? Doing His will. Awesome. What else? How can you get more of Jesus this week? I'm asking you, mechanic. I'm asking you, truck driver. I'm asking you, other truck driver. How can you get more of Jesus? How could you get what we're talking about? How? Walk with Him and talk with Him. Have you experienced God in your life like you had an experience that you like wouldn't trade anything for? You ever experienced God like that? How could you experience that more often? That's what I'm talking about. Being obedient. That's real good. He gives you a big, big peace when you read the Word. Yes. With everything. With sickness, with problems. Problems. I love it. How could you have more of the light of God in your life? I'm asking for a reason for you. It's not like I'm going to come up with an answer here, because you all are saying the answers. I'm asking, and you're hearing it from other people. I'm not really feeling like I'm supposed to preach, though I was ready to preach today. I was looking forward to it. My wife says, you know, I get these sermons from God, these words, and they're like just stirring in me, and I want to preach them, and then I don't get to preach it that week. And then when it's time to preach it, it's like, it's not jumping in me like it was before. And I'm like, welcome to the real world. This is how it is. It's like you don't get to do everything by feeling. See, He's taking you deeper into a place to where you move by faith. You don't feel everything. You move with what God tells you to do, when He tells you to do it, how He tells you to do it, where He tells you to do it, with who He tells you to do it. He's involved in every part of everything of our life. Did you hear all these things about how to get closer to Him? How to have more of His light in you? Okay. Our note taker up here was writing them all down, which is good. Our stenographer, or whatever, what's that called? A recorder or secretary or whatever? Scribe. So, what if we close our eyes right now and ask God to search our hearts, and let's read over this list again that of what you just said, if we can read her writing, and you can interpret, right? And let's read over this list, and as we go down it, let's search our own hearts and ask God. Matter of fact, don't search your own heart. Ask God to search your heart. Okay? And just say, God, how could I get that in my life? Because I don't want this week to be the same as last week. I want to go forward with God. Even if I had the best week of my life, there's better. Because it's walking with God and it's always progressive. So let's read down that list. What's the first one? Pride's a big enemy. So God, please show me, this is our prayer, okay? God, please show me where there's pride in my life. Where I want to be seen, I want my name on things, I want everybody to hear me, see me, show off, got to talk, got to be heard. Maybe I don't want to be seen, maybe I don't want anybody to notice me, that's pride. But God, show me where there's pride in my life. May it just jump out to me, because I don't want it in me. I only want Jesus living in me. And I'm tired of being mixture. Is that your prayer? I'm tired of being mixture. I want way more of Jesus and less of me. Is that your prayer? I want way more of Jesus and less of me. I'm tired of being mixture. I just want Jesus living in me. No more enemies and spirits of pride and anger and selfishness. And my way, Lord, I want you. I want all my thoughts to be your thoughts. All my ways to be your ways. What else? Okay, that's where I wanted to start. So God, we want to ask, invite you to come and live inside of us. We want to invite you to invade our lives. Lord, we don't want to go through the day without you. We don't want to just start the day. I mean, if this is where we live and where we're at right now, of where we pray in the morning and we read our Bible a little bit, or we think about you a little bit, or say some little prayer, and then we go all day. If that's where we're at, and we just see you as a service station attendant giving us a fill-up, then that's okay, Lord. But please take us further. We want to include you in our day. We want to realize your presence, that you are walking with us throughout the day. Everywhere we go, well, I can't go into that store because I wouldn't want to take Jesus there. How am I talking to this person? How am I responding? Oh, that wouldn't put a smile on his face. We want to invite you. We want to ask you to come into our lives. Ask you to come and walk with us and teach us, even better than that, how to walk with you. How do I walk with you? How do I walk with you in such a way where I keep a smile on your face? What would bless your heart? I invite you to live in me and through me. And I just want us to be together constantly, consistently. Is that your prayer? Is that your prayer? What was the next one? Surrender. God, we want to surrender. What do we say about that, Lord? Surrender is what the enemy does when they're overtaken. Well, if we're surrendering, that means we've been in a fight with you and we're finally giving up. Well, Lord, help us to make right now a decision that we want to have an eternal surrender. No more fighting. No more resisting you. We want to cooperate with you. We want to be surrendered to your will, to your way. Just completely submissive, yielded, depending on you. You get what we're doing here? So we want to go deeper. We want to go deeper because we want to live this. Not just hear this. Not just know it in our heads. But it becomes our life. Jesus becomes our life. It's not just we know about Jesus. It's not just that we pray sometimes. It's that we pray all times. We include him in every area of our life. God, I don't want to do this oil change without you. I don't want to answer this phone call without you. I don't want to go to the bathroom without you. I don't want to make this meal without you. I don't want to eat this meal without you. I don't want to have this conversation with my wife without you. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I need you. I want you. Every area. I want to live you, Jesus. That's your heart? I want to live you, Jesus. I want to live you, Jesus. I just want to live you, Jesus. It's just, I don't know how it gets better than that. How can you get better than Jesus, you know? Put everything in his hand. We want to just put everything in your hands, Lord. And Lord, there's so many things we can't do anything about. And we want to put them in your hands. But we want to pray about everything and live in peace. And we want to trust you with everything. Not try to hold it. Not try to worry. Not try to figure it out. We want to trust you. Put everything in your hands. What was the next thing? Doing his will. God, we just want to do your will. Not my will, but thine be done. Not who I want, not what I want, not where I want, not when I want, not how I want. What do you want, Jesus? And just live in that peace. It's living this way. how do I live in your peace? And if it's something he's leading you to do that's not what you want, when you say, God, I just want to give you your way and live in your peace, he'll give you the grace, which means he'll step in and fill you up with the desire and the ability to do his will when you surrender and say, I want to do it your way. I'm willing to do it your way. I want to do your will. Not so I can get what I want. What is it? Well, it's just like, what do you want? I want to do that, Lord. If it's going and stocking shelves, let's go stock some shelves. There's times, I mean, many times, God, what would you like to do today? And he said, let's go do some tubs. Now, does that sound exciting to you? Because it doesn't sound exciting to me. Okay? Harv, let's go clean the garage. I don't like that idea. But he says, let's go clean the garage. So we got to do that. Fortunately, he doesn't make me do it too much. You know? But whatever he says, let's do it. Harv, why don't you empty the dishwasher this time? Why don't you clean this up for Sue? She's busy doing that and going haywire with all this other stuff. Why don't you do that? Okay. You see, it's just doing what he says. What are you up to? I want to get in on that. What are you doing today, Lord? What are you doing right now? Doing his will. Can I ask you just a question so we can be done, I think? I don't know. But can I just ask you a question? All these things that I'm saying, does it sound like, I mean, think about the words, practicing his presence, including him in everything, praying without ceasing. Does it sound like, you know, lose your life, find his? Is that, that's what we talk about all the time, right? Okay. Part of why we don't get there more is because in our own minds, we've got it already figured out of how to do it. And so we keep living at the same level. Are you tired of living at the same level? Would you like it to get better? How about more Jesus? Okay? God, whatever I think I know, I'm willing to lay it down. I'm willing, when I'm getting ready to talk, I'm telling you what he's had, has me do. God, when I'm getting ready to talk, I will shut my mouth and listen. And I'm going to be open. Because there's something, if God has people in your life, there's something they know that you don't know. You got it? There's something they know you don't know. And you can't, and even if you think you know it, maybe you know too much. Remember, the first thing we start off with, pride. We know too much. You know what I used to say to Sue all the time for years? Could I just make a suggestion? Well, there's this saying we have in our church. You could be happy or you could be right. I was right, but it wasn't happy. Could I just make a suggestion? And you know what she told me? Well, she probably told me a bunch of times, but I finally got it. You know what she said one time? She says, Harv, most of the things you say, you're right about. She says, but I can't do it, or I'm not ready for it, or I don't want to hear it, or what? Or I like my own way. And she says, I don't need to hear your suggestion on every single thing we do in life. Every detail of every single thing and always being right. So I've almost had to get rid of those words. Can I make a suggestion? I'm still growing. See? Okay. You know, there's so many times I want to say something, and it's like God's like, and like Glenn was saying, how's that going to work for you? You know? And God says that to me all the time. Like, I want to say something. It's like, you know, I can say something, but there's going to be fallout from that. You know what I mean? There's going to be an eternal ripple in my life because of that. So why don't I just keep my mouth shut? And I just go, yes, dear. Whatever. Thank you. That's a good idea. She said, when I want to say something, instead of trying to make a suggestion or correct her or tell her my idea, ask God, how could I say it in such a way that would compliment her? That's a deeper thing of being others-minded. You know? But I am others-minded. I'm trying to help her do a better way. Well, you know? You can always eat other food, you know? You know, that's right. McDonald's is always available if you get those burnt offerings. You know, just say, thank you, God, that I don't have to eat this if McDonald's still open. You know, I mean, you know, you know, whatever. But do you understand, folks? Because you're a diamond. And it's about God. Listen, don't you like it when His light is in you? Yes? Don't you want more of His light? So we got to practice. How do we get more of His light? More of His light. More of His light. Anybody have anything they want to say? You know what? It's at times like this. I just love you so much. I'm just so glad. Every one of you, I can look around at your faces. I'm just so glad you're here. I'm just so glad you're part of this place, this body, this family. Let's ask God how we can love one another, because we want to include God, but we want to include one another. And let's ask God how we can reach out to others. Just begin asking Him. I'm not asking you to do anything. Just ask Him. How would you have me to include more people here, Lord? If we're family, how could we include more? How could I include more? And then, Lord, we need to reach out. How can we reach out? Let's just begin putting that in prayer. I don't want anyone to go to hell. And there's so many every day that are going there. And so many people are living lives, hellish lives. We need to be sensitive to others, sensitive to their needs.